Rock historian Ed Ward has the blues, two box sets of the blues released by the Smithsonian. They've provided Ed with the right mix of recordings he needed to give us a five-part survey of this all-important American musical form. We'll feature the series every day this week. The collections he's drawing from are The Blues, a general survey which came out a few years ago, and the newly released Mean Old World, a history of the blues since 1940. We begin the series with a look at the first years of the blues and the people who recorded them.
I am broken home where riding dirty too. I said I'm broken, hungry, ragged, dirty too. Mama, find me enough gas, I go home with you.
No other musical form has had such a profound impact on 20th century American music, and hence the music of the world, as the blues. The earliest African American musical forms documented were string band dance tunes virtually indistinguishable from white old-timey music with which they had a history of interaction. Following this came ragtime and songster music, often played on the guitar, which used some of the rhythms and blue notes of the blues. The noted pop music composer W.C. Handy, erroneously called the father of the blues, tells in a famous excerpt from his autobiography of waiting for a train in Mississippi in 1903 and hearing a dilapidated black man playing a guitar with a knife blade and singing a song in which the first line is repeated and finished with a second line. This was the blues, and it's unlikely it was much older than the century itself. Handy went on to compose some pop songs, which he called blues, but weren't. Still, it didn't take long for the infant record industry to dip a tentative toe into this new music. Mamie Smith's 1920 Crazy Blues was a pop song with one section that was sort of in blues form, but it sold like wildfire and sent talent scouts out looking for more, and thankfully more talented, blues singing women like Gertrude Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith. Her 1923 Jailhouse Blues is a typical blues song with two repeated lines and a finishing third line. But Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey were city blues performers, and the wellspring of the blues was elsewhere.
I ain't got no mama now. Told me late last night, you don't need no mama no how.
Blind Lemon Jefferson was an itinerant singer from Texas who first recorded in 1925, and his impact was considerable. By the time his records became available, phonographs were cheap enough that even relatively poor people, black and white, could afford them, and Jefferson's records sold well. He opened the door for many other country blues performers, and a great many of them came from Mississippi.
Why don't you come home? Sally, why don't you come home? I ain't had no loving girl since you've been gone.
Among other things, as we can hear from this recording by Furry Lewis, Mississippi was the home of the bottleneck slide guitar style, although guitarists elsewhere used it too.
Thank you.
Probably the greatest slide performance recorded during the 1920s was Texas singer Blind Willie Johnson's Dark Was the Night, which was not only not from Mississippi, but was, like all of his music, sacred music, not blues. Still, there's no denying that since the record company scouts weren't folklorists, they tended to look where they knew they'd find what they wanted, which largely meant Mississippi and Memphis, Tennessee, where a lot of transplanted Mississippians went. Mississippi is a spooky place, and so is much of the music that came from it.
I thought, did you get me just so little? I thought, what a get me just so little? I thought, and you give me just a little, Lord, Lordy, Lord.
Tommy Johnson was one of the first classic Mississippi Delta blues singers to be recorded, and he influenced an entire generation of singers. By the end of the 1920s, blues was established as part of the American musical landscape, but change was coming. Tomorrow, I'll talk about the Depression and how it transformed the blues.
Rock historian Ed Ward. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.